This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Happy Days, written and performed by Gabrielle Bernstein.
For my son, Owen, thank you for being my spirit guide. I will always embrace your blue butterflies. Introduction. The truth about this book. We're anxious for you, Gabby, said my publisher after reading the first pass of the manuscript. It feels too vulnerable, they continued. You're revealing one difficult moment after the next. You're not showing your true strength. My ability to be this vulnerable is my true strength, I responded. The conversation carried on with several moments of tears, passionate explanations defending the manuscript, mixed with mutual agreement and love. While this was a challenging conversation to have, it was necessary. This book is different from the 8 that came before. This book reveals parts of me that I'd never known were there until I started this writing process. This book tells the story of how to survive and thrive. This is my story of recovering from trauma. This isn't a book filled with self-help tools offering a quick fix for your discomfort. Instead, it's a journey toward lifelong transformation filled with stories of resilience. My hope is that my vulnerability will give you the chance to look more closely at yours. I hope to give you permission to face feelings you've buried deep and give you guidance on how to heal from them. This book will help you reclaim the fragmented parts of who you are. Your innocence, your faith, your ability to know true love within. It offers you the guided path to the peace you're looking for. My prayer is that this book sets you free. So while this may not seem like my other books on manifesting, spirituality, and connecting to the universe, it's actually my greatest spiritual book of all. The journey I underwent to get to where I am today, the methods I was led to for healing, and my resilient path are nothing short of a miracle. Every step of the way I was guided by a universal presence of love by my side. Spirit is in all of it. In the stories of heartache, fear, trauma, and dissociation, there's spirit in the therapeutic processes, methods, and practices shared. Every word in this book is infused with the love of the universe to help you awaken to the greatest part of yourself, the source of love within you. Living a spiritual life isn't about moving past the pain and suffering, but instead embracing it. When we honor our suffering, we become safe enough to face the dark corners and bring them to the light. This isn't the easy path, but it offers miracles on the other side. When you listen to a book like this, it means you're claiming a level of joy and peace you never knew were possible. I mean that with all of my heart. When you bravely follow my guidance, show up for the steps, and honor the feelings that come along the way, you will come out the other side a new version of yourself. You will come through, back to you. When I was a kid, my family had a tradition around the dinner table. Instead of raising our glasses and saying cheers, we'd say, happy days. I don't remember how this tradition came to be, but it's a bittersweet memory I have of my family. I longed for happiness, but I don't believe I was truly happy because I didn't know inner peace or freedom. Today, at the age of 42, with a lot of life behind me, I can see how unhappy those days were for me. I can see the long detour into fear that ultimately led me to my knees. I can see the young woman who surrendered to a spiritual path of recovery. I can see the author and spiritual teacher vulnerable on stage, speaking her truth to feel released from the past. I can see the brave woman who fearlessly showed up for herself in the pursuit of inner peace and freedom. I can see my journey to becoming new. My commitment to this freedom has allowed me to raise my glass and truly know what it means to say, happy days. Now it's your turn. This is a journey of unlearning fear and remembering love. I'm guiding you every step of the way.